My name is Emily. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Kara Timcina. I learned that even when life is hard, you should never give up. Life can be hard sometimes. Kara taught me to never give up. Kara Timcina was born in 1969. He grew up in a small hilly country known as Bhutan. When he was in elementary school, he lived with his parents on a farm. On a typical day, he would wake up and help his parents with the farm and then go to school. At the end of the day, he would come back home and help with the farm and then do his homework. The King of Bhutan only wanted one race. Kara was not of that race. The rural government sent him out. The refugee camp that he went to was in Nepal. Nepal and Bhutan had oodles of government meetings. He lived in the camp for 17 years. There was no education in the camp. Kara and some others thought that the children should learn something. So they went out into the jungle and taught the kids under trees. When powerful winds came, they had to go outside and hold up the roof so that it didn't blow away. The camp got food from other places like America. Kara's experiences in America were different than he imagined. Kara immigrated to America when he was 38 years old. First, he came to New York. He lived there for a little over 8 months. Then he thought about moving, but he decided to stay in New York. When he couldn't afford to live in New York anymore, he moved to Pittsburgh. When he came to America, he thought there would be just white people, but there are all different races. He was also surprised that you could build things underground in America, like subways. Interviewing with Kara taught me that even when you go through something hard, you should always look on the bright side and have hope. I learned a lot from this experience and I really enjoyed it. I hope future fifth graders have as much fun as I did on this project.